Kevin DeLeon fights with activist at Christmas event. Los Angeles police have launched an investigation into an altercation between Los Angeles City Councilman Kevin DeLeon and a community activist who have accused each other of assault during the embattled councilman's appearance at a Christmas tree lighting in Lincoln Heights. DeLeon, who has refused intense pressure to resign from colleagues and activists ever since a leaked audio was released of an October 2021 conversation about redistricting that featured racial slurs and blunt talk of political power grabs, was on stage at Lincoln Park at about 6:30 p.m. December 9 when a group of 5 to 6 people approached him. The group rushed DeLeon as he tried to leave the stage with a woman and her infant, according to DeLeon's communications director Pete Brown. "A group of so-called activists who have been harassing my staff and me for more than a year cornered and physically assaulted me, a staff member, and a volunteer during a holiday event on Friday evening," DeLeon said in a statement December 10 morning. Jason Reedy and his accomplices started by shouting obscenities and disrupting a community toy giveaway and tree lighting ceremony already underway. "I decided to try to exit the event to draw the disruptors away from the attending families and children and leave without further incident. Still, we discovered Reedy and others had blocked all available exits. Once we were able to push open a door and try to get out, Reedy launched a pelvic thrust, followed by a headbutt to my forehead. My response, in defense of myself, was to push him off of me. In the ensuing struggle, Reedy struck me in the face with a closed fist, violently elbowed a female staff member, and injured a volunteer in front of horrified parents and children. The escalating political rhetoric is beyond unacceptable, now turning verbal threats into physical acts of violence," DeLeon's statement continued. "It's a dangerous pattern that must end before more serious harm or loss of life occurs. Leaders must collectively step up to curb rising hostilities towards staff and elected officials. In no way is violence a form of free speech, and acts like these have no place in politics or democracy. However, J-Town Action and Solidarity, which bills itself as a grassroots collective building community power in Little Tokyo, and the progressive group Roots Action accused DeLeon of assaulting local organizer Jason Reedy. The organizations shared a 10-second video on Twitter showing DeLeon holding onto Reedy, then pulling him down to a table. DeLeon then pulls Reedy away from the table and toward a wall when the video ends. Late Friday, J-Town organizer Stephen Chun released a statement explaining the group's side of the encounter. "We came to this event alongside our comrade Jason to hold accountable for his racism and fascist policies," Chun's statement said. "As we approached him and demanded that he resign, we were all assaulted by his supporters and were even called racial insults and slurs such as Oriental. Once we were pushed out of the gymnasium doors into the hallway, all I saw was anti-blackness manifest into physical violence yet again as he assaulted Jason. They then physically threw us outside, and we all left promptly afterward. Kevin needs to resign immediately and never show his unhinged racist face in public again." DeLeon said the video does not fully show what happened. On Saturday morning, Roots Action tweeted a longer video that showed the moments leading up to the fight. In it, Reedy is seen getting into DeLeon's face while backpedaling, holding a cell phone, and demanding that he resign. DeLeon exits the room and tries to close a door behind him, but Reedy forces his way through and backs DeLeon against a wall while holding both his arms high in the air. Reedy puts his head against DeLeon's and appears to lightly bump heads with him twice before the councilman responds and charges forward, manhandling Reedy and forcing him onto a table. The Los Angeles Police Department said officers from the responded to a large fight at 6:30 p.m. Friday, involving 4 males and 4 females in the 3500 block of Valley Boulevard. The preliminary investigation revealed that Los Angeles City Councilmember Kevin DeLeon was involved in an altercation, the police department said in a statement Saturday. While participating in a local community event, Councilmember DeLeon was approached by multiple community members, who blocked his path of travel as he attempted to leave the building. It was during this encounter that an allegation was made of one male, identified as Jason Reedy, headbutting, pushing, and punching Councilmember DeLeon. Councilmember DeLeon and Reedy continued the altercation outside of the building, where Reedy left before officers' arrival, police continued. Shortly after the incident, officers completed a battery report for Councilmember DeLeon. Several hours later, Reedy also completed a battery report at a local police station, where an allegation was made that Councilmember DeLeon grabbed and threw Reedy. Detective Support and Vice Division's Threat Management Unit will continue to investigate this incident. Shaker Rahman, an attorney representing Reedy, denied that his client headbutted the councilman in a statement to the Los Angeles Times and called DeLeon a disgrace. Video footage clearly shows him and his supporters initiating this assault while Mr. Reedy stands prone, Rahman told the newspaper. Not only has Kevin DeLeon lost all political legitimacy, his claims that he was the one attacked here simply underscores how he's lost touch with reality. Prior to the conflict, the Linkin Park appearance came hours after DeLeon attended a city council meeting for the first time since October 11. His appearance was brief as protesters immediately shouted for him to leave, and he was no longer present following a recess of about 45 minutes. Brown, DeLeon's spokesman, said Reedy was ejected from Friday's council meeting because he was getting into a fight with someone else. When they came in, the councilman recognized them and tried to get them away from audience members and families, Brown told City News Service. They corned him, he had nowhere to go, and you saw what happened. Brown also dismissed the activists' charges of racism and fascism. Councilmember DeLeon has a long track record of anti-racist and progressive policies that lift people up, and I challenge anyone to pull out any policy he has that's racist, Brown said. They're trying to mischaracterize record, and they use threats and intimidation as a tool, portray themselves as victims. They are aggressors, and their hostile actions last night where they came into a community meeting screaming, cursing, and scaring families and children reflect their tactics. They were not assaulted by anyone last night, he said. City Council President Paul Krikorian released a statement Friday calling for both sides to settle their disputes in a non-violent manner. This evening, Councilmember Kevin DeLeon, a member of his staff, and a volunteer were physically attacked by people who disrupted a community holiday event to call for his resignation, the statement said. We need to reject hatred in all of its forms, and we need to reject the atmosphere of intimidation, bullying, and threats that have become all too commonplace in this city and across the country. Whatever position each of us takes on the controversies of the day, we need to reject violent words and especially violent acts, and we need to start treating each other with the same respect we want others to show us even when we disagree, the statement said. DeLeon has defied widespread calls to resign over his participation in the 2021 conversation with former Council President Nuri Martinez, Councilman Gil Cedillo, and Ron Herrera, former president of the LA County Federation of Labor, which was leaked in October of this year. He is also facing a recall effort that is in the process of gathering signatures. Protesters have regularly shown up at meetings demanding that DeLeon and Cedillo resign before the city conducts its business. Martinez and Herrera resigned in October. Cedillo lost his bid for re-election and will be replaced by Eunices Hernandez, who will be sworn in next week. Sophie Lee contributed to this report.